News Hub headlines.
Bruins got a 5-2 win over the Calgary Flames at the TD Garden last night, so plenty of offense. But what about that penalty kill? Coach Bruce Cassidy is strong. They're quite strong.
Solid again. You know, the first period, I think we made a little adjustment where, you know, they were getting that shot D to D from the right point, a little too much room. So we, you know, we tried to put a little more pressure. Having said that, you know, you want to chase the puck out of Goudreau's hands as much as possible. So you got to give up something. So not try not to let him beat you on their PP.
What? Oh, anyway, they got a few days off now before they head out west for a western road trip, so to speak. Celtics are playing the Clippers tonight at the TD Garden. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell on the call. 8 o'clock tip-off right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. U.S. men's hockey team this morning. 2-goal lead, 6 minutes left. Blew it, lost in overtime to Slovenia. Direct contrast to Sean White and his gold medal performance last night. On the final run of the evening, good enough to take his third gold medal in 4 tries at the Olympics. Headlines are brought to you by... oh, Sarku Japan. We had that yesterday. Traditional Japanese cooking. Chefs prepare signature teriyaki recipes on a sizzling grill right in front of you. Visit sarkujapan.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Boston, the greatest sports city in the world. Period. This is Boston's home for the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Revolution. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports talk starts while you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
Well, sports show radio host.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I feel like I've always been one to lead with my actions, and you know, I didn't do that very well last year, and you know, I know that and I understand that, and I look forward to getting back and, you know, being that faucet, not being a drain.
Speaking of bozos, that's David Price, Red Sox pitcher. That's a real good quote there, don't you think there, Jim? Right? Faucet, drain. It's a good one.
To getting back and, you know, being that faucet, not being a drain.
Right. You want to be the faucet. You don't want to be the drain on the team. Never want to be that guy. And is he admitting that he was the drain last year? Is
no.
that what he's doing there?
This scares
is that,
me.
Is that an admission?
This scares me that he is admitting that he has been meeting with a positivity coach. This is like a Brady thing. Remember Brady B. Water?
No, do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? It means he's an epic fraud, like he's always been. That's what this is.
That's a hot take here.
Don't fall for this act with David Price. We said this yesterday.
You said give him a chance.
When we saw some of the quotes coming out. No, I said don't fall for it. I said, I hope, like hell, he goes out and he pitches well. Right?
Right.
I mean, we all hope that he's going to follow the things that he says. That's obviously my hope for
right.
him.
It's good for
I
everybody.
Hope he goes out and pitches his ass off. Terrific. Great. I'll root for him harder this year than ever before. But I'm not falling for this. I'm not believing this, and I'll tell you why. And by the way, some people are. Evan Drellick, NBC Sports Boston, has a story up today that says all we're saying is give Price a chance. No.
No.
No. He doesn't deserve a chance. He says, give David Price the benefit of the doubt if you happen to doubt him.
Typical baseball
writer. Afford him the chance to follow through. Well, who's not? Who's saying no?
Yeah, why does he deserve that?
You don't have the chance to follow. No, of course he has the chance to follow through. But are you silly enough to sit here and listen to this and believe him?
Yeah, those guys, yeah. Yeah.
So the faucet and drain thing. Faucet and drain,
yep.
Right? Wants to be the faucet,
yep.
Don't want to be the drain.
Yep.
You know when the last time David Price said that was? Not the first time he's used that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, not the first time he's used that. How long's David Price been in town?
Like 2 years.
Okay. How do you think it's gone for him so far?
Not good.
No?
Not good at all. I mean, he had good numbers the first year. He was an epic failure in the playoffs. He missed a good chunk of last year with an injury. And based on the way everything was fading backwards and going downhill, I thought he pitched well at the end of the year.
I'm not talking just about the way he pitched. I'm talking about his attitude and
his
interaction
sucks.
With teammates and his interaction with media.
He's a big baby.
And how he carries himself.
He's a big baby.
A giant baby.
Giant
crybaby.
Baby.
is what he is.
It's everything you don't want.
The last time David Price said that he wants to be the faucet, right? Wants to have a positive impact on things, on his teammates, on the people around him, on the people he interacts with, the organization on the whole, right? Gee, he had a tweet, July 3rd, 2015. There are two types of people in this world, faucets or drains. Which are you? If you say drain, just unfollow me. I ain't got no time for you. Ha ha! That was 2015.
No.
Has he been a faucet for the last 2+ years? This is obviously one of his little sayings. I also like the start of that clip where he tells us how he's always been a guy who's led by example. Can we hear that one more time?
I feel like I've always been one to lead with my actions.
Really?
I didn't do that very well last year.
You've never done that here. You've never been a leader. You've never led with your actions. You've been a dink the entire time you've been in Boston. So why? What do you mean you're a guy who leads by your actions? When?
He was along for the
when?
Ride. He was along
when did that happen? When have you been the leader?
Non-factor. I remember the questioning to him, like, "What, you know, you guys are going to play us? How's it feel? Like, you don't have a big hand in this."
Thing that stands out about this guy,
out of the way, man.
Back when he was in Tampa, was bitching about David Ortiz hitting home runs off him.
Oh man!
Right?
Oh, remember,
leading with the actions, always being Mr. Leader.
Remember when he was like joke? Like everybody thought joking around. Remember when he was going to meet Ortiz like at spring training? I don't know what was going to happen. If I was going to run into him in the cafeteria or what? And locker room, just hope he didn't like. He's gonna be mad. Like he was probably really scared, but he was like joking about it, and people thought, "Oh, this is gonna be fun." A little back and forth, tug and war, a little hugs each other. They're gonna hug it out.
So Drellick writes, "There's no telling whether Price will indeed back up his words." Again, this is at NBC Sports Boston. The ball's in his court. The chance, all his. But he should be given that chance in the court of public opinion because one messy season, a 7-year contract does not make. Why do we have to give him the chance? Why do we have to assume that he's being authentic and he's actually going to follow through? He doesn't follow through.
He's a baseball writer.
He said all this nonsense before.
That has to deal with him daily, and he's telling you, and he's begging you to, as fans and media members, to give him a chance.
The fans don't have to give David Price a break.
It's almost like you deserve a reset button every offseason.
You owe him nothing.
This team's been doing this for how many years now? With the stink of beer and chicken or whatever. All of a sudden, someone shows up, and I'm the first guy on the picnic table, and I'm going to sit in, and it was John Lester 1 year, and then Lackey recommitted himself. He came back, and why do we do this? Why do we get a reset every freaking year? Give him a chance. He springs eternal.
You as a fan owe David Price not a damn thing. Nothing. You don't owe him the chance to reset.
Not
you don't
have 31 million,
you don't
Chooch.
Have to clean the slate for him and form a new opinion based on what he does in 2018. He's been here for 2 years already. Whatever you think of him, you're allowed to think of him. Oh, I get to hit the reset button again because I'm an a-hole. No, you don't. Why do I have to give you a chance for anything?
He's part of the problem as to why you got a team that's won 2 consecutive division titles, and yet they have this air of unlikability about him because he emits that. He leads that. That's what he leads by example. He's leading all the young ones down that path to where we are the entitled ones. Shut up and pitch. Yeah, break. He's brought that on. He's brought that character flaw into that locker room. Yeah, he leads by example. He's the first one standing on a plane in the middle when Dennis Eckersley gets on.
He's a leader, all right. He's got everyone clapping for him while he berates Eck on the team flight.
I'll talk to him if he wants to talk to me. It's like back to that again.
He's a leader. Jackie Bradley Jr. has followed his lead.
Yep. Take a picture of Eck. Put it out there on Twitter. Thanks for motivating me.
By the way, I think it was Yahoo Sports yesterday.
There he goes.
There it is. There he is, the drain.
Who's burping?
That's the drain sound effect. Nice job, Jim.
That's like a dinosaur.
That is burping. A Jim Louth special right there.
Yahoo Sports MLB writers yesterday voted Jackie Bradley Jr. to their 2018 Major League Baseball all-overrated team.
First award of the year.
Your starting center fielder on the 2018 overrated team is Jackie Bradley Jr.
He tweeted the eyeballs.
Oh, did he?
He saw it, yeah.
Okay.
Pedroia's off Twitter now.
Jackie Pedroia deleted his account overnight. Twitter? Yeah. That means you're not blocked anymore.
Right.
If he signs back up. Well,
did your followers force him to delete Twitter?
They were trying to piss him off to get blocked by him. And the first one to do it, I was guaranteed I would follow that follower.
When did you do this?
Check my Twitter timeline. I changed my profile last night because it was baseball season.
Oh, you started it yesterday and then he deleted the account?
I'm still blocked. And people are like, how many people are blocked you? I said, two people in life have blocked me. Chris Mortensen and him. Chris Mortensen a year ago unblocked me, and I'm rooting for that guy to kick cancer's ass, and I couldn't be more in Mort's corner. There's one person on Twitter that's blocked me, and it's Dustin Pedroia.
And so last night, your followers started tweeting Dustin to the point where he deleted his account.
Yes, he's no longer
Scott Zolak got Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, they're not sensitive.
Last night, to delete his Twitter account?
Overnight.
Way to bury the lead, Zo.
Went to bed at 10 p.m. last night, and he was still on Twitter. Woke up, people were, your boy's off Twitter. Deleted his account.
Wow.
At 15, laser show.
Don't forget, delete his account.
Laser show. Remember? 15,
Timmy
laser.
Tough Nuts Pedroia deleted his account last night.
The little leader deleted his account.
Wow. Wow. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take Zo on Twitter.
I thought he's got a season to get ready for. What's he doing on Twitter?
Couldn't take Zo on Twitter.
What's funny is you guys know me and follow me on Twitter. When have I ever tweeted anything at Pedroia? Ever. Never have. So that's the funniest part of all this.
He just listens. He knows you don't like him. He knows you're very critical of him.
It's that little complex, man. Them little people. You get angry.
617-779-0985. Thoughts on Patriots offseason priorities. Thoughts on David Price and the Red Sox. We'll mix in both of those coming up. Your calls next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's my favorite food.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the middle of last year, I think it was in June, you sort of changed your policy about talking. Are you going to go back to before that?
We can talk, but you know, you're not going to just come over and kind of overload me with negativity. That's not going to happen. All right, that's not going to happen.
So, you could talk to David Price as long as he's okay with what you want to talk to him about.
I don't know.
And if something bad happens that's negative, he doesn't want to talk about it, or if there's an incident that he created, that would be considered negative to him, and he's not going to get overloaded with negativity. When you step in dog crap, the room smells, right? Oh, man, who stepped in it? Somebody stepped in dog crap.
That's kind of like Brady. With the negativity stuff.
How many times has that guy been positive?
Let me get this straight.
What did you
David
just
Price
say?
Is Tom Brady? What?
I said he sounds like Tom Brady with the negativity stuff. How many times did Brady say, listen, I'm a positive guy. I don't want to get into the negativity.
He's kind of always been positive. Pretty much all the time he's been positive.
It just goes to the whole voice, the whole coach thing.
Well, isn't
personality
no,
coach, whatever you
no,
were talking about earlier.
It's how you handle yourself under the spotlight. That's what that is. Tom's impeccable. But granted, he's earned.
Could you ever imagine Tom Brady saying, you know what, guys, I'm going to talk to you every week this year, but don't come around me with that negativity. No, he would never say that because he's not thinking along those lines because he's legitimately a positive person.
Right.
He's like, what?
Yeah.
If I don't like your question, I'm just going to brush
minutes.
It off and move on.
21 minutes. I have three negative questions already. Where's Murray?
Murray's so funny. And you've got Tom Brady and Tom versus Time. If you've watched Tom versus Time, when he's getting his rub down by Alex Guerrero on game day in his suite. It's just so bizarre that they have to do it up there in his suite.
How about when they had the
he's
hide
talking
from the glass
about
people are looking
he said him. He goes are there times where I want to respond and I want to say something and I want to respond to criticism or something somebody said about me sure he goes but then I remember I don't want to be brought down into that crap I don't want to get involved in that I got to stay positive I'm not going to let myself get bothered by that. Meanwhile, David Price is chasing Dennis Eckersley around the team flights. Like, what? You couldn't be two more different people.
The thing in Pawtucket was just last year, right?
Yes.
They wore the shirts. This was just last year, right? Coming off of rehab.
No, no.
It feels like it was 6 years
Price
ago.
Is getting into fights, verbal altercations, telling Steve Buckley to go bleep himself.
No, Ian Brown.
Ian Brown.
Ian Brown. Even worse.
Steve Buckley telling Ian Brown to go bleep himself. Yeah, no. He's totally a positive person. Ian Brown, of all the people. Ian Brown. Wow. Mr. Positivity, David Price. Scott in
so
the
you're
car.
Never going to let him go for the stuff he's done before, ever. You're never going to ever let that pass.
Why would I let it go right now is my question. Maybe.
I'm just saying.
In due time.
I'm looking at what he's done this season so far, he's done.
Here's my question.
I guess I did give him a clean slate.
Well, yeah, you did. And here would be my question for you and Evan Drellick. Why? Why are you giving that to him right now? What did he do to deserve that?
He pitched lights out in the playoffs last year.
They went so deep. It was such a deep run. I know.
It's not about deep run. It's about how he pitched in the playoffs.
Yeah, so maybe he should stay in the bullpen. Come out of the bullpen. That was good. I mean, that's a good role for him.
Scott in the car wants to support and defend David Price. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Beetle. First off, I do agree with your assessment, but I have a different approach. If we support David Price to the fullest and make him have the most successful year ever, then we can get something for him in a trade. If we come down on him like we did last year and he fakes another injury or he pitches poorly, he's going to stay here for four more years. And I just don't think that's best for Boston. It's good for sports radio, but it's not best for the Red Sox.
No, it's not good. It's not good.
So, Scott, do you believe that if sports radio, not just this show but all of the shows, lay off David Price or support David Price, or I come on every day that he starts and I say, yay, I can't wait to watch David Price say he's so great. Do you think that's going to actually impact the way he pitches?
I absolutely do.
Oh, man.
I absolutely do.
That's such an indictment of that guy, isn't it?
He's on Twitter. You need to tweet him. David, we're all behind you.
Well, Pedroia's not anymore.
You got to tweet him about Astros.
What'd you call him?
Hey, David, Astros looking great.
Oh, yeah. How's your mother-in-law doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Scott.
So you got to weigh in, buddy. You can carry David Price this year. We believe in you, Zoe.
All right. That's I'm going to I already got Pedroia off Twitter.
I like that, Scott. Oh, you know what, though? Scott's not alone. Let me read a tweet. Hold on. I got one. From Brian to me
year,
a couple
guys.
Minutes, 18 minutes ago, he said, you sound like a douche. That's factual. That's not untrue. And he says, and the reason why a guy like Price can't win here, I'm the reason.
You.
Beatles the reason.
A midday show talk show host.
He admits to wrong and you find fault in that too. Can't win. Yeah, because I don't find him in his admission at all genuine.
This team is so soft.
Had he admitted this fault last season, a week after everything had gone down with him in the locker room in New York and him with Eck on the plane, if he came out and had a genuine admission of, yeah, I screwed up and I want to make it right, then we'd give him the chance.
Get that badass beard now.
Don't come back 8 months later and tell me, oh, you know what? Yeah, you know, I want to clean the slate and I was wrong. Stop it. Be an adult. I'm not going to believe you.
He's gone. It's his option. He will leave.
So yesterday, we read the quotes, and we didn't have the audio, but the questioning was about the free agent market and everything that's going on right now with all these free agents that haven't signed. Sean McAdam asked David Price, when he said, you know, I want to definitely be here, and he reiterated that a bunch of times over the last few days. The question was related to the market. With the market being down and teams not spending money, will the money be there for David Price next offseason if he wants to opt out? It should be a concern of ours. I think the money is going to bounce back in baseball. I think next offseason, you're going to see record-setting type deals for Manny Machado. I think you're going to see a record type of deal for Bryce Harper. I think the big contracts will come back.
It's more attractive class.
I think the class is much better.
The class is much better.
It's much better than what we had this year.
We're sitting here talking about J.D. Martinez as a top free agent. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I just don't think that's very good.
It. Not a 25 per. Sorry. No. No.
I just don't want to. I don't want to lump me personally, Dustin Pedroia, in with this group, because what Pedroia is doing, I actually applaud him for. I'm not doing any of this anymore. Get off the internet, right? The great Felgerism.
Sure.
I'm not dealing with this. And while everybody is, a lot of people are taking him to task for being like part of the issue here, I still believe
he's part of it.
If you, I still believe the adage, if you have 25 Pedroias, you win 110 games.
What if you had one big Pedroia?
The fact that he is not a quote-unquote clubhouse leader, so what? You've got a manager. You've got someone else can be there. If all these guys did, from the first guy, from your leadoff hitter to the last guy in the bullpen, if all they did were treat the game like Pedroia does, which is show up to spring training when you're wearing pants, right? That's his attitude from day one. I don't show up for shorts and t-shirts. When we wear pants and when we go to work, that's when I show up, and I come here to work. And I'm not here to get into back and forths about who's throwing at who and the retaliation or to block people on Twitter, which, you know what? Forget it. I just won't do it because you know what I want to do? Play baseball and play really, really hard. And if that's all these guys did from start to finish on this roster, they'd be fine. He's not a leader by, guys, rally around me. I'm going to tell you how we're going to win this today. He's a leader by, no, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play my ass off every day. And if everybody did that, he's not a little leader. He's not a leader. He's a guy who wants to play baseball really hard every day. I got no problem with Pedroia for that. I appreciate him for that. It wouldn't give us anything to talk about other than, I think, a bunch of wins. But not everybody's built like that. But to say that, like, Pedroia is somehow like Price, I disagree. They're two totally different people, and they're treating this differently.
Walter's in Swansea. Walter.
Guy, what's wrong with these people today? It's like the Twilight Zone. Tom Brady's a douche, but yet David Price is the epitome of class. The guy's an epic a-hole. He's always an a-hole, and is always going to be an a-hole. We can't win with that guy, and we won't win with that guy.
I don't know that Brady was being crucified, though. Was Brady being crucified? I don't think that was an accurate.
I think more so for the off-field stuff. Yeah. Being laughed at, yeah.
Goofed
on. Laugh at Price and goof on him for a different reason.
Being a whiny baby, yeah.
Brian Murray.
Hardy, I'm with you on Pedroia. The Pedroia thing, I mean, the night before the first workout, he's probably getting all these tweets after Zoe tweeted that out. And he's like, I'm not deleting it. I got to work out tomorrow. We start the season officially in like 12 hours, and I'm getting all these tweets flooded at me. Screw this.
Price has just gone to filtering his to all positivity. It's like, you don't have to. Oh, it's good for your brand. Shut up about your brand or whatever you're trying to promote. You're making $30 million a year. You're not going to gain anything by being on Twitter and only accepting and replying to the positive. Just stop it. Stop it. It speaks more to your psyche that you need to filter this stuff than it does if you were to be like Pedroia and just get rid of it. Fine, I'm done with this. I'm here to play baseball, and that's it. It is all lumped together. Why can't that be enough? Why can't you just, you know, go out there and dedicate yourself to that one thing and have that be it? You have other personal interests. You have family. You want to go fishing. Fine, great, do it. Don't make it part of, you know, what you are and what you present to the world. That's it. Go do that. Is it just good enough to be one thing, great at playing baseball? Can you do that? You should go do that and ignore all the other stuff. That's what Pedroia's doing. You have a problem with that?
No.
He just wants to play baseball.
I'm just not sure that I'd give him the credit for doing those things.
I don't even follow him.
You don't even follow him?
You're taking 69 people, okay?
You're taking him deleting his account as like this new outlook on life for Dustin Pedroia.
Somebody alerted me like a year ago.
It's not a new outlook on life.
It's
in lockstep with what he's always been. A guy wants to play baseball, and that's it.
Or he just got pissed off and was mad at Zoe's people.
Whatever.
On Twitter, and he'll be back in 2 days.
He's saying this got nothing to do with me. Price saying this got everything to do with me. We're positive. We're going to do this. We're going to respond to people. Would you stop?
Hardy has headlines, and we're right back.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins stayed positive last night. Even though they were down in the first period to the Flames at the TD Garden, they rallied 4 unanswered goals, 5-2 the final. Let's hear from Charlie McAvoy. How you feeling there, Chuck?
I'm starting to feel, you know, good. Good. There's goods and bads from every game, you know, and that's been how it's been since game one. That's how it's been in every game. Feel good. I'm trying to just stress the basics, which is just breaking pucks out, trying to have good gaps, play good, play simple, and good things like that goal happened, you know, and you just try and have a good gap, and then that puck squirts out, and just take it, and that kind of instincts kick over.
Few days off before the Bruins begin a Western road trip Saturday night. Celtics with one more game before the All-Star break. That's tonight. At home against the Clippers, Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, pregame 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
pitchers and catchers, holding their first workout today in Fort Myers. First exhibition game for the team happens a week from tomorrow. Headlines are brought to you by Pride Motor Group, Washington's birthday sales event. Presidential savings on all Chevy, Hyundai, and Kias on the Linway and Lynn, or visit PrideMotorGroup.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore us.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rock and roll.
617-779-0985. Open lines
crappy
right
now. Crappy generic rejoins.
Want to jump on board? Jump on board. Let's do it.
In the day of love. This isn't love.
It said the word love, didn't it? It's in there.
What about love?
What about love?
Don't you want someone to care?
Hardy says,
you?
No, can't put that one on the list.
What about love?
Can't put that on the list.
I'm saying we might as well play the Valentine's Day love rejoins because he's going to talk about them anyway.
Right. So just do it. Mr. Happy Man.
Yeah.
What'd you get for Valentine's Day, Jim?
Hey, I'm all for playing the music. I got shot down.
Get it?
So.
Foreplay?
Until I'm given approval to play them again, I'm not playing anything.
Wait, approval? I'm just saying. Might as well. I didn't say actually stop playing them.
Yeah. You're the guy who pushes the buttons, pal.
You're in charge.
You and Jimmy controls the show.
No, that's not.
Nope.
Stop.
Now you know he's mad.
Jimmy Stewart controls the 206 show.
Now you know he's mad.
Now we know he's upset.
Talent controls the show.
You don't think we're talented.
Way to go, Zoe.
That was more of a criticism of Zoe, not of you,
yeah,
Jim.
Stupid.
Started last night with Zoe.
Yeah, I don't want to distract any of you.
Happened last night.
It's already happened now.
Here we go.
Look at you didn't play one that time, and he's still talking about it. What does it matter? It's still being discussed and talked about.
Nope.
617-779-0985.
What I like about the new company?
What?
That we work for?
Oh, jeez.
Get a lot of cool emails like every day. Little things going on.
You're not
on
being
in the
serious. You're obviously mocking the emails.
Got, like free little samples of
you're
stuff
mocking
called
the
Rebel.
Emails. What
I
is it?
Go check them out. Like just the organic elixir, like Rebel. It's in the kitchen, and they're passing them, but nobody's here in our kitchen.
You're obviously mocking these emails. What? You wouldn't mention that otherwise.
Keeps me up to date on everything in the building.
We don't work
I haven't
in the
even
building.
Been there.
We're not even in the building.
I never set foot there yet. I can go over there one day. Check it out. Hey, where am I going to sit? Right here?
I'm going to do that soon.
Do that, huh?
Soon. Yeah.
They got a lot of windows, I guess.
They're working like crazy to build us a brand new studio.
Dennis said it's big. Really coming together, whole floor.
They're all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Working on that project.
Yep.
We're excited about it.
Sure are.
You're definitely more excited about that than those emails you're getting.
Yeah.
Can I throw something else in here that's sort of out of the blue?
It's a free ticket Wednesday.
We got Brad Stevens coming up at 12:50 today. This is not something we'll be talking to Brad Stevens about. So this we can talk about right now.
Yeah.
Did you catch Ray Allen?
Yeah, golfing.
Well,
George Lopez.
He was golfing on Sunday.
Got a hole in one.
But he did put up an Instagram post yesterday congratulating Paul Pierce on having his number retired.
Oh, good. Was it 2 days later or 3 days? Feels like three. Saturday to Tuesday.
Was he invited back?
Sunday to Tuesday.
It's
2 days.
48 hours.
Was an invitation extended to him to come back? I wonder that. Like, why would you have Rondo?
I would say it's more like 3 days. You did it on the third day. You could have done it Sunday. You could have done it Monday. Instead, you chose Tuesday.
Like, you had that petulant Rajon Rondo there instead of him. Like, it was you, Garnett, and Pierce.
Well, he couldn't do it Sunday because he was off fishing with Sinbad. Or whatever.
Dude, that guy's got the life,
golfing with
man.
George Lopez. Whatever.
George Lopez.
Same thing. How much
same
fun
thing.
That foursome would be?
Same thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it'd be a hoot.
It would.
But 2 days later, it took to Instagram and said what? What did he say?
Well, he said, what we did in 2008 was special.
Yep.
And it's a picture of him and Paul Pierce, with Paul Pierce with his arm around Ray Allen, a shot from behind on the court together.
Nice shot.
Truth is, without any one of us on that team, we would have never been able to do the unthinkable. Going from last place in 1 year to winning a championship is unfathomable. Not really. Nope. Not really when you add the guys that they added that offseason. He says, but we did it. We did it. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Rondo Allen, P.J. Brown, Sam Cassell. And he lists all the guys on that team. Doc, Danny, everyone in the Celtics organization. Our wives, children, families, the fans. He names everybody. The city of Boston.
Yep.
And he says, and yes, me. Oh, see, it all goes back to him.
Well, he's a big part of
Over the last few years, I have been berated, lambasted, and my name smeared.
Yep.
You may not want to hear this, but I will always be a Celtic. Fact. I will always cherish the bonds that I shared with all of my teammates and the people in the city of Boston. Truth. We all gave everything we had. We all won, and we all raised the 2008 NBA championship banner together. Ubuntu. Paul Pierce is the first guy that welcomed Kevin and me with open arms into his atmosphere from day one, and we never looked back. Paul and I have spoken about our time together as teammates, going to battle night after night, knowing we could count on one another, and we have also talked about my decision to leave during free agency, a choice I made for my family. Oh, God, these athletes and coaches with their I did it for my family crap. Another one of these guys.
Like in Miami.
Don't criticize me for that. I chose that for my family. Nonsense. He says, despite
my family wanted me to play for less money in Miami with LeBron James.
Right.
My family.
It's a family decision. Family decision. You can't criticize him for that. It was about his family.
Right.
Despite what you may have heard or read or what is rumored, there is nothing but love. Paul and I are more interested in building bridges than putting up walls. To Paul, number 34, congratulations on having your number raised up to the rafters.
Classy.
I salute you for your commitment to the city of Boston and to the 2008 NBA champions. Hashtag the truth. I am thoroughly disappointed in this.
Like it's classy.
You want to make up with the city of Boston? Do it on your own damn time. You want to congratulate Paul Pierce for Sunday? Then congratulate Paul Pierce for Sunday. But this post is 90% about Ray Allen and 10% about Paul Pierce.
Yeah, probably pounded with the why weren't you there?
And that is a me type of post, which I just think reflects poorly on anybody, but especially this guy. That's annoying. All about me. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Paul. It's a big honor. Let me use this. Let me use his honor and his day to try and get myself back in the good graces of the Celtics and the people in Boston. Piss poor.
I don't get it.
Really?
The people want to celebrate it fine because they want to celebrate it as part of the 2008 championship.
Yeah.
That's fine. But he was one of these athletes. And just because you leave town doesn't mean I automatically dislike you. That's not true at all. There are plenty of players you still like and playing for other teams. The way he left, where he went, why he did it, and the things he's done since then, the things I've found out about him since then, that we've all found out about Ray Allen since then, make him a much less likable guy.
What things you're talking about?
And this is just lazy.
It's not even important.
You want to make an impact?
You're talking about the off the court stuff?
You want to make a real impact? Yep. You want to say, hey, I'm still all about the Celtics and I do appreciate my time. Guess what? Guess what you could have done? Shown up on Sunday.
Maybe it wasn't
fun. Or maybe posted this on Sunday instead of the picture with you and whoever
one,
it was.
Though. George Lopez.
George Lopez.
It was a whole
again.
One, though.
I had to think of what
first career one
irrelevant comedian you were name-dropping or face-dropping on Instagram there. That was more important. That was the most important thing of the day.
This whole thing's going to come around again, too, because you hear Mike Gorman this morning, Touch on Rich? He said the jersey stuff, it's got to end with Pierce. I totally agree. Like, everybody's like, well, Garnett's got to get in now, too. No!
I don't think so, either.
No. And Gorman's, no, it ends with Pierce. That's it.
All about Ray. It's all about Ray. It's all about him.
I'm going to retire Kevin Garnett's jersey. Just stop it.
Put Scals up there, too, then.
Stop it. 6 years and one championship. 14 years with another team.
Wasn't Ray Allen here as much as Garnett? Garnett was here, what, a year more than Allen? One year more?
One or two.
Probably two. But it was about the same time frame.
Yes! The important time that you're talking about.
So if you're going to put Garnett in because you won, then put Ray in too. Because he was here same time frame. He won.
Yes.
He was part of the big three.
It's the big three.
Let's take a timeout here. What's on Zolak on? And Bertrand. And when we come back, I want to touch on someone that used to be part of our radio family at one of our sister stations, but is no longer. A guy that we once did a simulcast with.
Oh.
In New York.
Okay. Yep. Joey Beningo.
Beningo.
Yep.
He is an odd guy, huh?
Yeah, Muhammad Wilkerson.
He didn't know something
this is
on air, and it's just stunning that anyone of his age would not have heard this expression before.
It doesn't surprise me since he collects oversized stuffed animals.
We'll get to all that coming up next. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Oh yeah! Woo! Jimmy, you have such a diverse music palette today. Yeah, a little heart, a little rock and roll, a little Jay-Z.
This is not the song that I requested. I guess
this gets any.
I got the room back. I got the room
back.
You
know what this is? Jim's been to those father-daughter dances. You play this, man. They start snapping out. You play this. You play Apache.
Vito's just going to stay stoic all day.
Cotton Eye Joe.
He's not going to react to anything.
Oh, no, he is. He's reacting.
What'd you and the lovely Mrs. Beetle do to celebrate Valentine's Day this morning? Cards? Candies? Flowers?
Trying to find his kids'
mittens. I didn't even sign my card yet.
Heart-shaped pancakes?
I had a card waiting for me on the kitchen counter, but I didn't even open it yet. I'll do it later.
I wanna
get to that later.
We're gonna see 50 Shades Darker.
Going to the Providence College basketball game tonight.
Last row, back corner.
Which theater? Maybe I'll go too.
Showcase Lot.
All right, we'll see you there.
What are you gonna do? Go see the movie.
Do some necking.
Sit Lux
have
level.
An appetizer. Hold hands.
That's what she wanted to do. Obviously,
old softy. You. It's nice. Good for you. Hello.
I'm going to sit on my couch and watch the Celtics.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Joe Beningo.
Yes.
WFAN.
Had him on the show.
He's a beaut. He is New York.
He's been on the show, hasn't he?
Yeah.
No, you see him, he looks and he smells like New York.
We've told the story before.
Smells like
cheap cologne.
Goes back about
oil,
three, urine, two, three
exhaust,
years ago.
Grease.
Zoe and I did a simulcast with those guys at Foxwoods.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The day wraps up for them at 1 p.m. We go until 2 p.m. They get off the air at 1, and like a half hour later, we're still on the air, and we see Beningo walking by with a giant, like, white tiger, stuffed life-size white
tiger.
We're nice. Like, what the hell? What, did he win that in the kids' arcade? No, he purchased it.
Yeah.
Him and his wife are into collecting those things.
They have a room in their house filled with extremely large
stuffed
animals.
Which, again, you're a day like today, your mind wanders. Like, now, what are they into? Like,
that might be some sort of freak show.
What's Beningo and his wife into?
Where he shows up and he's got
animals?
A spear
what
in his hand and we're going at a safari.
Could be what any of our callers are into. Woo. He was just a caller. They got a job.
Into the jungle they go. Like, wow, yeah. What's going on there?
Maybe they like that Big Cat Diary.
But he,
I think it's like Carlton got a job because he was good on the air on calls, and he just gave him a shot.
It'd be like giving
like Dakota.
It'd be like giving Mike in
Dakota,
Mike in Woburn, a show, which I would do. I'd give him a show. Here, you have a show.
But Frank the Tank.
Beningo took it to the next level.
Frank,
I mean,
Frank would be
middays
good.
In New York. It's
Frank
big
should
job.
Frank should do the AT&T hockey show.
So this is from his show. Listen to this. He did not know what a particular thing was, and it's just surprising. You'll hear the thing. It's related to flight and being on an airplane. Oh. Listen.
Well, yeah, he probably had a few things to drink. And right, I just hear him casually say, hey, you have a brochure to join the Mile High Club?
He says this to the airline.
I have no idea. I thought he said it to his wife.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, okay, that was weird.
Right.
That's weird that he said that. So the flight attendant comes over, and I thought we were going to have a problem. Excuse me, sir. What you said to that flight attendant was very, very inappropriate. Do we have to kick you off this flight?
Well, for asking for a brochure for Miles and Mile High Club?
Joe, you know the Mile High Club. Do you know what the Mile High Club is?
I have no idea.
Okay, now we need to explain this.
What?
I figured it sounds like it was just a normal airline club. Okay, so tell me what the Mile High Club is. I have no idea. So obviously, it's inappropriate. I mean, it's got to be something, you know.
So if you can pull this off, and maybe you have, I don't know, bro.
Maybe I have.
You may have.
I doubt it.
If you could have an activity with your wife or girlfriend and succeed in doing so
on, the,
on a plane in the air.
That's what they call the Mile High Club?
It's like, hey, I joined the Mile High Club.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's not a real club other than the idea of if you did that.
Yeah. That's not something like, I think Wilt did that.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Wilt was probably invented the Mile High Club.
I think he was the creator.
How have you lived that many years on this earth and have never heard that phrase? That's mind-blowing.
So he has his handwritten sports notes and pencil.
I can't listen
to that. He has a three-ring binder that, no, it's a spiral notebook. And he has all his show notes there. And he takes all his show notes from watching hockey games last night. And I don't go on planes and I don't have sex. And
what a pitch from a guy on the plane, though, asking a flight attendant for the brochure.
You guys part of the Mile High Club?
Brochure for the Mile High Club.
Beto, you Mile High Club member?
No, you?
No. Hardy?
No.
You say that, but you have that smile.
Well.
You either are or you aren't.
As a younger man, I may have been on a flight with a person where we, you know, snuggle a little bit under a blanket, but no, not an official member? No.
Did the balloon break?
I don't know how you pull that off.
Did the balloon break?
I don't know anyone who has.
I don't either.
On a gym?
I think it's a myth. Unless you're on a private jet and you've got some space.
Empty plane, you know.
Right. Empty plane.
T-bone.
Sure. Back row. T-bone. But not like in the gross, disgusting bathroom of a plane.
No.
Like, let's go to the back of the 737 and go into this closet here.
No.
That barely fits a person.
Minty orange water. Blue water. Whatever that water is.
Yes, orange.
Minty
in
orange.
Your world.
Orange mint.
You should get your eyes checked.
You should get your face checked.
Okay. You said minty orange water, and all we did was talk about
that for
a second.
Have you heard the afternoon show? The drive time one? Have you given
The new one?
Have you given it
atrocious. Absolutely atrocious.
They have the Hardy pulled up on Twitter. Called what's the name of it? Damn it! But Bart Scott.
I don't know. Bart Scott, Carlin and Maggie.
They have a teaser. They got a little teaser video. It's what we like to call in the business, and it's what we're going to do today on our show. This pitcher's really stepped into some hot water. Talk about that. You got Bart Scott going.
Can I take 15 seconds and tell you something I'm very proud of?
Train wreck.
Because it's all about New York.
I'm proud
as far
of
as I'm concerned. What? Right? The show.
Yep.
The accents. Everything about it. I have not been to the city of New York for anything other than a drive-through or a stop on a plane.
Yeah, Hardy's like never been to New York City. It's great, man.
30 years.
It's great.
Years.
Awesome place to visit.
You're missing it, Jack.
It's an awesome place to visit. It would be hell to live there.
You feel like you're Gordon Gekko when you step out of the cab or Grand Central you step out.
You got to do it, man.
Dude, you smell the street meat.
You
the
and Blondie, you go
what?
Spend a weekend.
You walk down.
Enjoy yourself.
You see the place.
Go to some nice restaurants. Go to a show.
Wife and kids are going.
Go to M&M World.
Wife and kids are going.
Shit. Stay at the Marriott Marquis.
Zoe says go to the M&M World.
Go to Cat's Deli, which is closed now. I can't believe Cat's is closed.
Blondie and the kids going at the end of next week. They knew not to even ask.
You
wanted to go.
You feel the most important guy in the world. Like, you've got the world by the balls. Like, I'm in New York and...
I've been there, spent a few hours there.
You ever have a steak?
We were there a year ago on the drive for five, right there on Park Avenue.
Yeah, that ain't
no
that ain't
desire.
New York. That
no
ain't
desire
the
to spend any more time. Oh, an overnight to New York? No, thank you.
You ever have a classic steak in a classic New York steakhouse?
Yeah,
that
30 years
new,
ago.
New
overrated.
New York City, buddy. It's
I wasn't even a man. I was a boy.
You can make it there. You make it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The big lights, the city lights.
Don't care.
Oh,
so the other day, Bart Scott kept calling Giancarlo Stanton Carlos. He just has turned his name into Carlos Stanton.
This is
and the other one
drive.
Was he instead of saying Aaron Judge, he calls him Aaron Judd.
Judd.
It's J-U-D-D.
Is he like related to Naomi Judd?
So he's been calling him Carlos Stanton instead of Giancarlo. Carlos Stanton and Aaron Judd. I mean, the Yankee talk on that show this season will be incredible.
I could do better Yankee talk than him.
Yes, you could. You love the Yankees. Zoe loves the Yankees.
My team.
It's his team.
They're in New York. Talking about...
Yeah, New York City.
They put Bart Scott on air with no experience on a Drive Time show in New York.
Great call.
With a raspy host, he likes the voice inflection there.
Is this some of the same folks?
I mean, you're talking about the two biggest stars.
Those are the two afternoon draw.
The two biggest names on the New York Yankees, and the guy can't get the names right. That's like, you know,
I could tell you how many gaps
Eddie, back in the day calling him Shane Hildebrand.
I could tell you how many gaps he has in his teeth.
Sounds
Let's welcome in Shane Hildebrand, Red Sox third baseman.
Hey, like, grab a snippet of that show, Jim.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa, no.
His teaser video.
Shea Hillenbrand.
Give me the teaser video.
Got to be some holdover people making those management and talent decisions that put David Lee Roth on the air many years ago. That one still
strikes a chord with Hardy. It
does with a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot
of producer,
people.
Al Dukes is the morning show producer there. He was the producer.
He was the producer of David Lee Roth.
So he's Boomer's producer, yeah.
And now,
No. It was a British guy. No, it was a British guy.
He was one of them. He told the story.
It was a British guy who was a David Lee Roth's producer. But yes, he was involved some way, but not that intimately.
Headlines here with Hardy, 90 seconds, no commercials. We get back to our main story of the day, and that is Jim Louth wants the Patriots to go all out in drafting a quarterback this draft.
Oh, I didn't say get draft. I just said they need to get the quarterback
acquire,
of the future.
Excuse me. Acquire the quarterback of the future this offseason. That's the priority. I'll tell you why Zoe and I disagree right after this.